Marshall Mitchell has played at many places during his lifetime. He's done the club and bar circuit all over as a member of different bands. He's played open mics at coffee houses. And with his music that he's written for a younger audience in mind, he's played schools and parks. Tuesday night, he'll perform at Clap Auditorium, a venue he's never played before, but he has attended other shows there.
Okay. Oh, man, it is great. Went to see Kelly Mulholland. Was the first one this year that they had in Clap Auditorium. The way they have that set up, when you walk in, I don't know about other people, but as a performing person, I felt at home. It was just like it just wrapped your arms around you, the way they have the curtain and the lights and the stage, and it's just kind of set up like a little amphitheater.
Uh-huh. And yeah, it's really a large auditorium, but to get these shows started and make it feel a little more intimate, we've kind of blocked off part of the auditorium, part of the way, so it doesn't. So as we build our crowd up, it'll feel like it's full,
yeah. Right.
And it has been pretty full up to where we have the curtains.
That second voice belongs to Efren White. He's the show manager for each of the Music on the Mountain concerts in 2012. The entire series is designed to not only showcase local talent, but raise money for the eventual renovation of Clap Auditorium. Both Efren and Marshall came to KUAF this week to talk about Tuesday night's concert. I asked Marshall if he knew what he would play first Tuesday evening.
I don't. That's the hardest thing. That's always
really?
The hardest thing. Whenever I perform, okay, what am I going to do first? What shall I do first? And then it's kind of sort of like when you look out on the crowd, okay, there's grandmas and grandpas, there's moms and dads, there's kids out there. And then you just go. I just have a hard time staying with the list. I use it as a reference more than a, okay, we're going this one, then we're going this one, then we're going this one. So
that's what I do as well.
I think it works a whole lot better. It's more natural. And like I say, if they're not tuning into, you know, I write a wide variety of styles. You just have to capture them, you know, or capture their imagination. And I take it like a salt shaker, because I always want to take them and turn them and return them and then leave them wanting more. Saying, you know, I really had a really good time that night. And to be able to tune in on what they're feeling, mm-hmm. you know, and then shuffle in my computer brain, you know, tick, 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 okay, that'll work, you know. And you probably have the same, I don't look at it as a problem, but you may have the same symptoms that I do, that you, once you start the song and you see them smiling and going along and you go, hey, yeah, okay, I could do this next. By the end of the song, uh-huh. you're like, what was that?
Do you chat with the crowd?
Oh, sometimes too much.
Marshall's a real good chatter.
I'm the quiet shy type. No, I have no problem talking to folks. And, you know, it's that personal touch that if they take time to come and see you, then you should take time to get to know them, let them get to know you, rather than I am the performer, you know, I am the one. To me, it's us that makes the party. And when I say party, it's not, you know, Animal House or Loud and Rowdy, but I mean it's the interaction.
Well, you know, at a real party, I am not the life of the party. I'm not a real good conversationalist, but when I get a guitar in my hand mm-hmm. and I get to converse through my songs— mm-hmm. Well, I feel like a real party participator.
There you go.
And so you are of a shyer variety.
Yeah.
What's different for you, Marshall, when you have the guitar in your hand? If you are more extroverted, does something change?
No. It's just I get to sing instead of talk.
Well, do you mind performing right now?
I don't mind at all.
Well, please.
Okay. 2, 1. Route 66.
west from Amarillo. As the summer sun went down, I saw a girl beside the highway with a sign said Santa Fe bound. She looked hot and worn and dusty. Well, I stopped, I let her in. She said, thanks, and where are you headed? When I said to Phoenix, she said, thanks again. 66 to 2 Gum Carry. Long time since I've been this way. Let me out when you reach Klein's Corner, 'cause I'm headed to Santa Fe. Yeah. Well, I knew she was exhausted, though she tried not to let on. But she finally drifted off to sleep just before we reached San Juan. Oh, when we got to Tucum Carry, we woke up and she looked around. And though she tried to hide it, I could tell that she was down. 66 to Tucum Carry, long time since I've been this way. Let me out when you reach Klein's Corner, 'cause I'm headed to Santa Fe. Yeah, hey, 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 Lord. Hey, 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 Lord. Hey, 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 hey.
Yeah. Woo. Do you remember the first song you learned on guitar?
I do. And actually, it got me the job. My mom was an insurance clerk, worked with another lady, came home one day and said that her son played in a band. And they were looking for guitar players. You might ought to go talk to them. So I went across town and played this song for them and got the job. So the Wildwood Flower was, it may not have been the first song that I learned, because I took guitar lessons early on. But they wanted to show me techniques, you know, put your thumb like this and hold your hand. And it was like, hey, just show me the songs. I'll learn to play guitar. So my folks had 4 Johnny Cash albums. I learned Johnny Cash. And my mom still tells a story about coming into my room and taking my guitar off of me, because I would go to sleep at night, you know, playing. And that's what people ask me, do you teach guitar? And it's like, I don't. But it's called motor memory. And once you learn to play, your mind can go somewhere else, because your fingers will know where to go.
Well, friends, family, strangers, all welcome Tuesday night.
That's right. By golly, just haul off and come on down. You'll get to hear Efren talk.
And I don't talk much. So.
Thank you both for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having us.